And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday, the 25th of October, 2013. It's St. Crispin's Day, the patron saint of shoemakers. It's the birthday of the novelist Anne Tyler, born Minneapolis, 1941, author of 19 novels, most of them set in Baltimore, where she's lived since the late 60s. Her family moved around a lot when she was small, settled in a Quaker commune in the mountains of North Carolina, where she attended a one-room school for all the children who lived on that particular mountain. There weren't a lot of books there, so Anne Tyler read Little Women 22 times, published her first novel when she was 23. Her best novel, in her own opinion, was her ninth, Dinner at the Homesick Restaurant, which was followed by The Accidental Tourist, which was followed by Breathing Lessons. Anne Tyler, who writes down ideas and scenes and snatches of things on index cards, keeps them in a card file, and when she wants to start a new novel, she turns to the file and flips through the cards and pulls out the ones that she thinks might fit. She goes into a planning phase that lasts for at least a month, and when she's ready to start, she writes in longhand on unlined white paper, then types each section as she completes it, rewrites it again in longhand, finally reads the whole novel aloud into a tape recorder to see if the dialogue rings true. Her most recent novel is her 19th, The Beginner's Goodbye. She said, "I was still in the very beginning, the month of looking at that sheet of white paper, and I heard a voice say in my brain very clearly, 'The strangest thing about my wife's return from the dead was how other people reacted.'" And that voice was the voice of Aaron, her protagonist, and the book arose from it. She is currently at work on her 20th novel, which she says will be her last, entitled A Spool of Blue Thread. And it was on this day in the year 1400 the poet Geoffrey Chaucer died. His birthday is unknown, but we know that he died on this day, 1400, and was buried in the south transept of Westminster Abbey in London. He was a member of the parish. His fame increased after he died, and so many other British poets began to be buried in that south transept, which is now known as Poets' Corner. Tennyson, Browning, Charles Dickens, Samuel Johnson, Rudyard Kipling are all buried there. Here's a poem for today by Robin Sara, entitled Nursery, 11 p.m. "Asleep, the two of you, daughter and son, in separate cribs, what does it matter to you that I stand watching you now? I, the mother, who did not smile all day, who yelled, 'Go away, get out, leave me alone,' when the soup pot tipped over on the stove, the mother who burned the muffins and hustled bedtime tight-lipped. You are far away, beyond reach of whispered amends. Yet your calm breathing seems to forgive, unwinding into the air, to mesh like lace, knitting together the holes in the dark. It makes of this dark one whole covering to shawl around me. How warm it is, I think, how much softer than my deserving." Nursery, 11 p.m., by Robin Sara, from her book Questions About the Stars, published by Brick Books and used by permission here in the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, offering poetry podcasts to listen to, thousands of poems to read at poetryfoundation.org. And by Lumosity. Lumosity.com's daily online workouts are designed to improve memory and attention and are dedicated to helping people feel sharper, think faster, and remember more. More at Lumosity.com. Produced by Joy Biles, with assistance by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.